Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. Today is Friday, January 24th. And some people know that one of my favorite New Jerseyans was Yogi Berra. And as I think about the upcoming primary election, there's a Yogiism that comes to mind. He said, it gets late early out there. And so the clock is ticking on this primary, everybody. Vote by mail ballots go out 14 weeks from tomorrow. People will be voting soon. The primary is a little more than 20 weeks away. Now, this is important. The first New Jersey Globe gubernatorial debates are coming up. Democrats on February 2nd and Republicans on February 4th. All the candidates will be there. And it's a gubernatorial election year. And in Jersey, governor's races are the whole ballgame. And there probably won't be any lines, as you know, that'll make it interesting. And yesterday, there was an Emerson College Pix 11 Hill poll. It showed that 55% of Democratic primary voters are still undecided. The leading candidate is Mikey Sherrill, and she is in first place at a whopping 10%. Sean Spiller and Raz Baraka are at 8%. Josh Gottheimer and Steve Sweeney are at 7%. And Steve Phillip is at 4%. And what that means is this remains wide open. They're all within the margin of error if, and this is a big if the poll is right. On the Republican side, Jack Cittarelli leads Bill Spadia by 13 points, 26 to 16. And then you have John Bramnick at 4 and Ed Durr at 2. And 45% of Republicans are undecided. 20 years ago, so you don't have to do the math, it was 2005, a January Quinnipiac gubernatorial primary poll on the Democratic side had U.S. Senator John Corzine leading acting Governor Dick Cody by 10 points. It was 43 to 33. So 20 years ago at the same point, just 22% were undecided. And New Jersey had this thing called newspapers back then. Anyway, Corzine had 59% approvals among Democrats. Cody was at 46%. Corzine had most of the lines. He had a gazillion dollars. So Cody didn't even bother to run. On the Republican side, Brett Schundler, who had run for governor in 01, and Doug Forrester, who almost won a U.S. Senate seat in 02, they both ran for governor. And the January poll had them at equal approval ratings and had them tied among Republicans at 32% each. In the June primary, Forrester won 36 to 31. So I guess there needs to be a point to all this. So here's my take, and sorry for the cop out, but it's getting tougher for candidates to become known, and significant paid media hasn't begun yet. So anything can happen. And the moral of the story, watch the debates. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back on Monday, and thanks for listening.